We magnify you. We exalt your name. Thank you and thank you and thank you. Oh, Reshagabala Taso Cleria Yeshama. Mede Sogeli Ali Shambla Radi Salwa. It is a day the Lord has made. There is joy and gladness packaged for you today. Receive it by faith. Hallelujah. In Jesus' precious name. Lord, we give you thanks and praise. We celebrate your faithfulness today. And we ask that you will meet everyone at the point of their needs this morning and take all the glory. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Shall we give Jesus a big hand of praise? You may please be seated. Once again, you're welcome into his presence today and expect the best of time in God's presence. This week is a very unique week for us in this ministry. Just like the Bible said, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and when the day of liberation is fully come, anything unusual can happen. And I'd like you to please set yourself for this week in a very unique way. It's not an ordinary week. God is a God of times and seasons. This season is prophetically marked out by God for the utter liberation of man. And I know your package is there. 2004, one of our faithful members in the church was out in Bauchi and was on the screen at the liberation night. And God reached out to her and had her first child at the age of 54. Had what? Her first child at the age of 54. Her first child came forth by the liberation force. By the liberation force at the age of 54. One of our deacons shared a testimony some 2-3 Sundays ago. He said he came prepared for the last breakthrough night. That he's never been prepared that way before. But he came prepared for that night, and that nagging medical situation in his life came to an end. Now, your manifestation will be limited to your preparation. And Jotham became great because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. 2 Chronicles chapter 27 verse 6. He became great. Your encounter cannot be greater than the quality of your preparation. And I want to please appeal to you, every time we come to church, don't just come to hear. Come for an encounter. You see, most of us hear me reel out dates and dates. You can't forget an encounter with God in a hurry. No, you can forget a teaching. You can't forget an encounter in a hurry. You can never forget a genuine encounter with God in a hurry. You can't. I sat in a church in 1976, and someone was reading, one of the priests was reading from from John chapter 6. Oh, it came, the heavens opened. It was during the reading, not during the preaching. They were reading the lesson for the day. And the priest in that great church, one of the priests was reading from John chapter 6 from verse 48. Ah, it's like yesterday. It was an encounter. He said, and the Lord appeared again unto Samuel. He appeared by the word of God. God always appears through his word for those who are prepared. Oh, he turned me on. He turned me on. He turned me on. I read a tract years ago by one of our leading men in the country here. It was a tract on hell. And I read that tract, 1977, and went to bed. I saw the vivid vision of hell and the groanings of men and women. I came out of that place. I dashed into the forest to talk to God. There people come to church, and everybody hears what he said. Very few encounter God in the process. Let's get ready. The week is a very unique week, and I want to be prepared for it. Someone was teaching many years ago, 77, a respectable man of God in the country, still doing great for God. And he was teaching from Daniel chapter 1 and chapter 3 and chapter 6. And I saw that the spirit of excellence is God's own heritage for his children. And that whatever they saw in the Old Testament cannot be compared with what is in stock for the New Testament saints. And I said, no. I was getting a sparkling in my system. That was an encounter. You don't forget all things in a hurry. My prayer is that beginning from this morning, your heart will be ready for an encounter with God. And that during this day, this liberation day, there will be a definite liberation delivery for you. Something you will live to remember all the days of your life. You believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. Thank you, Jesus. Commanding prosperity in austerity. Then we have five at this time. And like I said, today I'll be dealing on how God blesses. But before then, I'll lay some very quick rundown on a few questions that will help you position properly for the way God blesses. The first is, why God blesses? Why does God bless his people? One, to validate the covenant. Seed time and harvest shall not cease. He became poor that we through his poverty might be made rich. Why God blesses? To meet our needs. God blesses us in order to have our needs met. And number three, why God blesses? So we can enjoy our lives. He giveth us all things richly to enjoy. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17 to 19. Why God blesses, very importantly, so you can become a blessing. I will bless you, and thou shalt be a blessing. So we are blessed so as to validate the covenant. We are blessed so as to have our needs met. We are blessed so we can enjoy living. And like Jesus said, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And four, we are blessed so we can be a blessing. Then when God blesses, one, when we are in need, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob, defend thee, send thee help out of his sanctuary. That's what we read this morning, Psalm 20, verse 1 to 3. When we are in need, God steps in for our rescue, bringing us out of the dunghill. So we are able to draw on our heavenly accounts in the time of need. So during this economic heat, you will not lack the how to draw from your heavenly account. We all agree from last Sunday that you have an heavenly account is as real, if not more real, than your earthly account. That account can never go down. The bank can never shut down. You don't ask for what you have there and they say, well, we are watching out, we are looking out, we don't call you. When God blesses. Now there's a drawing and there are also dividends. You know, dividends are the things that accrue to you for investing into any venture. So, and that is when you are due. You don't go to draw dividends. You are allocated dividends when you are due. As at when due. He said you shall reap it in due season if you faint not. So most of us have only enjoyed some bit of drawings. Many of us have never succeeded in assessing our dividends. Galatians 6:9. When you are due, he said, when the cloud is full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. So when it is full, it empties upon your life. Praise the Lord. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1 and verse 1 to 3. So it's so important for us to know that we have God's timetable to help us. You are able to draw on your heavenly account when you are in need. In the day of trouble, God steps in to provide what is needed. And then where God blesses, God always has a where for your blessings. I'll show you, get out of your father's house and from your kindred to a land that I will show you, and I will there make of thee a great nation. You remember that? Genesis 12, 1 to 3. There is always a where for your blessings. Where God blesses. God's blessings are hidden in his leadings. Where God blesses. The same thing with Genesis 26, verse 1 to 14. You shall not go down unto Egypt. Your blessing is where I have put you here. And so, he has where he blesses. And according to Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When the Lord is leading, he leads you into his blessings. Now, who God blesses? I think this is very important. Who God blesses? Every child of God is a candidate for his blessings. Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. For it is written, curse is every man that hangeth upon the tree. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. That the blessings of Abraham might come upon the redeemed, that we might obtain the promise of the Spirit through faith. So every child of God is a candidate for God's blessings. But these blessings are located through his word. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. They are located through his word. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you your own inheritance among them which are sanctified. So his blessings are allocated through his word. And his word is accessible through the fear of the Lord. Amen. Because the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his salvation. So God's secrets are only available to them that fear the Lord. To them that fear the Lord. Psalm 25 verse 14. So the blessings are yours and mine, but accessible by the word, and the word accessible by the fear of the Lord. For unto us is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to them that are without, all these things are in parables. And who are without? Dogs are without. The ones who return back to their vomit are without. Chapter 26 of Proverbs. He said the dog is returned back to his vomit. Now, so it's important for us, if we must take the fullness of our inheritance, to live a life that qualifies us access to the word of God, because our inheritance is limited by our insight. Praise the Lord. Our inheritance is limited by our insight. Our inheritance is limited by our insight. If this is not known, we will keep struggling to assess what is inaccessible because we are not positioned for it. Praise the name of Jesus. Because we are not properly position for it. Who God blesses, said the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow up like the cedar in Lebanon. That is Psalm 92, verse 12 to 15. He shall still bring forth fruit in old age. He shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright, and is my rock, and there's no righteousness in him. Those that be planted in the house of God, they shall flourish in the courts of our God. So it's important for us to know that every child of God is a candidate, but people have to position themselves to assess what we deliver their inheritance, which is revelation. Praise the name of Jesus. Now we can go to how God blesses, which is the call for the day. How God blesses. How God blesses. I want us to first know that the blessings of God, as stated in Malachi chapter 3, has a spiritual dimension to it. Prove me now, if I have not opened you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Now, from Genesis chapter 7, we saw that when the windows of heaven were open, rain poured out. So the opening of the window is the outpouring of the rain. And this rain is a symbol of the Holy Ghost. What is it? Ah, it's a symbol of the Holy Ghost. Now in Zechariah chapter 10 verse 1, ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the later rain, and the Lord will make bright clouds and give showers of rain upon everyone's grass in the field. Ask ye of the Lord rain is talking about the Holy Ghost. And then we go back to Joel chapter 2. He said, I've given you the former rain moderately. Verse 23. Joel 2:23. I have given you the former rain moderately, and I will cause to come down for you the former rain and the later rain in the first month. The rain. And then what will be the effect? And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with new wine and oil. And my people will eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord. And my people shall never be ashamed. That's God's word. So the rain of his blessing is the outpouring of his spirit. And it has diverse manifestations in bringing you and me into the blessings of the Lord. When the windows of heaven were opened in Genesis chapter 7, in the days of the flood, what came out was the rain. And rain began to fall. And that rain kept falling until it became a flood. I see the church entering into the flood stage of God's blessings. He shall pour you out a blessing until there be not enough room to contain them. The earth could no longer absorb the rain, so it became a flood. Until there be not enough room to take them. Enough room. So I'd like us to understand that your giving opens your heaven for the outpouring of his spirit, which has diverse manifestations in bringing you to his blessings. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Your giving opens your heaven, and when the heavens are opened, it's not boxes that are dropping and cars and houses and shoes and televisions and all of that. What pours out is the spirit. And the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 7. So the manifestation of the Spirit is the key to our profiting. Come on now. It's the key to our profiting. It unleashes the blessings of God on our lives. Now let's look at it. How God blesses. Number one. God blesses his people through divine leadings. I mentioned that in passing the other time. Divine leadings. Now, the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of here to where your blessing is waiting. And I will there make of thee a great nation, and I will bless you. He leads you into what job to get into. You don't keep hopping like a grasshopper. He leads you into what place to be, so you don't keep jumping from one place to another. That's where your blessing is waiting. I'm going to lead you to where your enlargement is. And the Bible talks about the Holy Ghost. When he's come, he will guide us into all truth. And as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the ones who can manifest a sense of God. So you look at that. So the opening of your heaven is actually the outpouring of the Spirit and comes in its diverse manifestations. And you can't be led by God and not flourish. He prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And my cup run it over. The leading of the Lord will always lead to your running over dimension of blessings. And my cup run it over. He maketh me to lie down on green pastures. I'm not going around looking for where the pastures are. They are where I am. Wherever he leads you, that's where the green pastures are. You may not like it. It may not look attractive, but that's where the blessings are. And when the Spirit of God is coming, John chapter 16, he will guide you into all truth. In Romans 8, 14, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So your giving actually opens your heaven for the outpouring of his Spirit, whose manifestations lead to your profiting. Haven't you heard what he said? I am the Lord that leadeth thee in the way that thou shouldest go. I am the Lord that teacheth thee to profit. Isaiah 48 and verse 17. Oh, that Israel has hearkened to me. Their peace will have been like a river. And their offspring will have been forever. And he went on in verse 22 and he mentioned, he said, and they tasted not when he led them. They tasted not. There was no lack when he led them. So your giving qualifies you for his leading, and his leading qualifies you for the running over dimension of his blessings. They tasted not, verse 21, when he led them in the desert. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He claimed the rocks and the waters gushed out. So you experience a gushing out in the time of dryness. Gushing out. Gushing out. There is dryness everywhere, but it's a gushing out in your life. And when there's a casting down, then you are saying what? There's a lifting up. And that's when he led them. And they tasted not. When he led them. Israel was his people. The Bible said he led them about. He instructed them. He made them to suck honey out of the rocks and oil out of the flinty rocks. Deuteronomy 32 verse 9 to 14. Now, it is the leadings of God that qualifies us for the running over dimensions of his blessings. The Lord said to me October 1, 1983, he said, I am committed to leading you if you are committed to following me. And that's weighty. It's weighty. It's like yesterday. The leadings of God is a guarantee for the running over dimension of God's blessing. You don't jump into a business because somebody said it's good. You step into it because the Spirit of God is saying that is where to extend to. That's where to expand to. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Lord told Isaac, said, don't you get out, don't go down to, he said, thou shalt not go down to Egypt. There was famine. He said, don't go down there. You'll be finished if you get down there. Stay here. I'm going to bless you here. Stay here. I will bless you here. And Isaac sowed in that land in the days of famine. And the Lord blessed him, and the man went forward. He worked, saying he became very great, and the Philistines envied him in the time of famine. Some fellows have jumped through the borders out of Nigeria, and where they are, they wish they didn't jump out. And now they have no way to return. They have burned the bridge. They are struggling for survival. Miserable things happening to honorable men. Can't believe that. I see what God's leading has done for our ministry here. We have been coming down this far, rough road. Security has the highest risk. Robbers in those days in Ottawa were shooting the only daylight. Robbery was not in the night in Ottawa, it was daylight. It was not only the hiding place of witches, or it was the den of robbers. And God said, come in here. And we're here for all those period building inside this forest, paying cash to all workers, Not one person was harassed once. For I will send my angel to go before you. He shall keep you in the way and bring you to the place that I prepared for you. When you are heading for the place God has prepared, you can't be harassed. You won't miss your way. You will not miss your way. You shall not miss your way. Therefore, a word of caution to all career men. Don't jump from one job to another just because the pay is about 10 naira excess. Don't go and pay dirty money to get dirty visa and only dirty your destiny. Don't do that. Can God be leading you and the devil stops you? No way. I was to be in Japan 1991 or thereabout, and then the embassy said, well, you need to be here before. I said, I don't need to go to your country. Your country needs me. So please send back my passport. Please send back my passport. I don't have to go. They said, okay, please next time try to make time to appear. This time, I don't have to go there. You have nothing doing there. Traveling is not a credential. In those days, it used to be that I'm BA Atlanta. MA, Chicago. And then it was very important then. When you travel and came back home, everybody in the village comes out to meet you. You can go anywhere you like now, nobody else. Come ask, where are you coming back? You will be saying it, they won't go here. I just came back from America. I said, where did you leave Lagos? Because it's not hearing what you are saying. That's your cup of tea. You can go to Jamaica if you want. It's so important for you to know things are changing. Traveling is not a credential. It's not an achievement. It's not. It's not an achievement. We were driving in from U.S. to Canada one time, and there was no visa. They said, why don't you have a visa? I said, I had no time. I had no time at home. Okay, please, next time, try to get your visa at home. That's your problem. You don't stamp it. I go back. I don't have anything doing here. It's not an achievement. Don't let your brain destroy your destiny. It's not an achievement. I've been traveling now many years, and I know what I see when I travel. Miserable things. There are those who are led to go out. There are those who just went out. And you can't see how they are wearing out. Looking for a job for 5 years, and then cleaning plates, PhD cleaning and washing dead bodies. Because people have no respect for their self-esteem. But when God leads the way, dignity follows. Yes, you need to watch out for his hand on your life. Somebody's breaking forth this morning. Yes. So your giving entitles you to his leadings. God's blessings, most of the time, drop through the manifestations of the Spirit. Now, let's go on. Number two, how God blesses. God blesses us through divine ideas. Say with me, divine ideas. And that is also a manifestation of the Spirit. That is also what? A manifestation of the Spirit. It shall make him of quick understanding. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1 to 3. It shall make him of quick understanding. It quickens your intellect supernaturally. To see precious things in the midst of filthiness. You can see his eyes seeth every precious thing. Every precious thing. Divine ideas. Job 28 verse 7 to 25. His eyes seeth every precious thing. They see opportunities in the midst of adversities. Divine ideas. Divine ideas. And it talks about, where then shall wisdom be found? And the Spirit of God is the Spirit of wisdom. How many agree with that? So he comes upon you and stir up divine ideas that will lead to profiting for you. You can see what others can see. And as you get into it, you set the pace. For others, that thing works. You start walking there. Divine ideas. You remember God was out, he blessed the man Jacob by his father. And when Esau came, he said, they have taken your blessing. And the father said, and yea, he shall be blessed. Chapter 27 of Genesis, verse 33. He said, and yea, he shall be blessed. How did God bless this man? Through the sparks of divine ideas. Through the sparks of divine ideas. He said to the man, Laban, he said, don't pay me. I have my own supernatural access to my wages. Let us come to terms. Remove all the speckled and the striped flock, cattle out of the flock, and then whatever is now striped from henceforth and spotted will be mine, and the others will be yours. He said, good, you will die here as a slave. He didn't know that this guy had caught a divine inspiration on how to beat Laman's scheme hands down. And he made stripes on polar trees. You remember the story from verse 37 of chapter 30 and down to verse 43. He made stripes on polar trees and kept them in the troughs in the valleys where the flocks come to drink water. And then caused them to mate before the striped polar trees, and they brought forth after the same order. An idea came alive in him, and in no time he spoiled the fortune of Laban. Verse 43 said, and the man prospered. And the man increased exceedingly. The blessing of his father spoke through divine ideas in his life. In this time of adversity, watch out for the sparks of divine ideas.
Amen.
They are the highways to your blessings. I said they are the highways to your blessings.
Amen.
They are the highways to your blessings.
Amen.
He said there's a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives them understanding. There is a spirit in man, and when the Holy Ghost breathes on you, divine ideas come alive, and there you find your blessings. The man increased exceedingly. He multiplied exceedingly through divine ideas. You had the young man who gave a testimony here last Sunday. Divine ideas. Diamond ties. And one other product. And another one. He said he sat in the service when the idea just came through. The Holy Ghost just came and said, boy, it's time for your lifting. And I know there are people sitting down here today. Your time for your lifting is right now.
Yeah.
It came through divine ideas. Divine ideas, which is also a manifestation of the spirit. You remember the story of Job. He said, as I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when I connected with divine ideas, it shot me up and placed me far above my contemporaries. Divine ideas was the trade secret of Job. Job 29 verse 3. Divine ideas was the trade secret of Job. Divine ideas. And Job was one of those sacrificing to the Lord daily. If you read the Bible in chapter 1, verse 1 to 3 of Job, he was sacrificing to the Lord daily. And God responded by divine ideas. And he became the greatest of all men in the East. Divine ideas. Divine ideas. He was trading divine ideas. Divine secrets were his strength. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And then number three, we have divine favor. Everybody say divine favor. We are talking about how God blesses. God blesses through divine leadings, divine idea, and number three, divine favor. Divine favor turned Israel into a living wonder when they were walking out of Egypt. The Bible said they spoiled the Egyptians. the wealth of Egypt was converted to them. Through what? Divine favor. Chapter 3 of Exodus, verse 21. And I will give these people favor so that when they go out, they will not go empty. They shall not. I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptian. And it shall come to pass that when ye go, ye shall not go empty. Divine favor is the cure for emptiness. You shall not go empty. And then chapter 12 and verse 36 of Exodus, the Bible said, and the Lord gave them favor, just like he promised. He gave them favor. Now, one of the ways to provoke divine favor is through your givings. Amen? Through what? Your givings. He said, the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. Psalm 45 and verse 12. The rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. So your giving is a way of entreating God's favor. Psalm 102 verse 13 to 15. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the said time has come. For thy servants taketh pleasure in the stones of Zion, and favor the very dust thereof. Therefore the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the ends of the earth thy glory. Because you subscribe and you are committed to the well-being of Zion, you become a candidate of favor. And when the anointing came upon Jesus, the Bible said, all his garments smell of aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces. The smell of favor coming by the anointing. So when the heavens open, it pours on you a smell of favor. When your name is mentioned, favor answers. Come on now. You smell favor everywhere you go. You just smell favor. That's one of the blessings of the covenant. That's one of the ways God blesses his people. I was forced to start flying a first class in my life because there was no need for it. I didn't feel a need for it, but I would sit down and they just come and meet me. Foreign airlines, please come up. They don't think I should sit down there. Sit with me in favor. You are not paying extra. They just say, come up. There's a space for you here in first class. White. I don't have any white relation. I don't know about you. One day we sat down in New York, and then my wife and I, and then the person at the lounge, we went to the counter. He said, we gave her the ticket. He said, please come into the first class lounge. I said, no, we don't have a Zen. Please come into the first class lounge. We take care of that. No problem. We sat down there, and then he went, whatever they did, they signed something and said, you have your first class seat. I told my wife, I said, God is trying to change our level by force. Because I wasn't wearing a collar. I wasn't wearing a cross. But I was wearing favor. I was wearing favor. That's one of the ways God blesses you. He blesses you with favor. When he opens the heaven, your name begins to smell favor. Your appearance smells favor. Your steps smell favor. Everywhere you turn, favor answers. That is what happens to givers. So watch out for divine favor. It's a manifestation of the Spirit. You remember when the Holy Ghost came, they always said they were having favor with other people. The Holy Ghost is a vehicle of favor. It comes to anoint you for favor. How many understand what I'm talking about? This is the opening of the heaven, the outpouring of the rain of the Spirit, bringing you divine ideas, divine favor, and divine leaders. Now let's go ahead and look at number 4. So our time is going on. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Now God also blesses us through the works of our hands. Let me say the work of our hand. He blesses us through the works of our hands. And whatsoever he doeth, it shall prosper. Whatsoever he doeth, it shall prosper. In Job chapter 1 and verse 9 to 10, and Satan answered and said, doth Job serve you for naught? Hast thou not blessed him? Bless his house? and bless the works of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Verse 10, the blessing of God upon the works of your hand. God blesses us through the works of our hands. Now, in Proverbs 6 and verse 9 to 11, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding up of the hand to sleep. He said in verse 11, so shall thy poverty come like an armed man, as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. So you are not permitted to prosper if you are not a worker. The work you do is the platform through which you are blessed. His favor answers on that work. Praise God. Now listen to me very carefully. He leads you to expansions in that work, and he sparks fresh ideas, opening the door to greater blessings. That's why each of us sitting down here, God already has concluded a job for you, so you can't be jobless. He said, why stand ye idle all the day long? Jesus asked that question in Matthew chapter 20. That means he has a place for you. All you need to do is to go step into it. If anyone here is seeking a job, I decree the opening of supernatural doors for you this week. You are going to experience God's fresh touch in the name of Jesus. And you are having your testimony this week in Jesus' name. God bless the work of his hand. In all labor, there is profit. But the talk of the lips tends only to penury. Proverbs 14 verse 23. God blesses us through the works of our hands. He blesses us through the works of our hands. Now let's go. Number 5. God blesses us through special divine giftings. Call it divine giftings. We have divine ideas, divine favor, divine leadings, and we have divine giftings, divine giftings. The blessing of God that answered upon the life of Joseph. If you read in Genesis 49, it's talking about Joseph is a fruitful vine. And the blessings of thy father is upon thee, the blessings of the womb and of the breast. Now, how did this blessing speak in the life of Joseph? Say with me, divine giftings. The gift of divine wisdom was the platform for the blessings of God upon Joseph. Divine giftings. You've heard that the gift of a man will make room for him and bring him before great men. Divine giftings. Pharaoh testified, in as much as God has shown you all these things, what Joseph had was a gift of God. It was not what you acquired in school. It was a gift of God. That gift was speaking everywhere he went. That gift was bringing him out everywhere he was. He was a specially treated slave. Specially treated prisoner. He was specially treated everywhere. The gift of a man, Proverbs 18 verse 16. Maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men. So all of the blessings upon Joseph, they were speaking through the divine giftings in his life. Divine giftings in his life. Pharaoh said, hey, that is what happens. And as much as God has shown you this, there is no one in your class. What you're operating is out of this world. And then that gifting opened the door for the blessings. The blessings covered a whole generation of Israel. Joseph became so fruitful, a fruitful vine with huge boughs or branches. And the whole nation of Israel took cover under a prisoner. The blessings of God speaking through divine giftings. Divine giftings. Either say thou before an angel, it was an error. Or why should God be angry with you and destroy the works of your hand? Ecclesiastes chapter 5 and verse 6. How God blesses. God blesses us through the words of our mouth. The words of our mouth. Words of gratitude. Words of appreciation to God. Words of abundance. not words of lack and want. The Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 20. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruits of his lips. Proverbs 18 verse 20. Proverbs 18 20. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. And he went on in verse 21, life and death, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You are filled with the fruits of your lips, the blessings of God flowing through the words that you speak. So covenant people don't speak quietly. It can't work. There is no way out. It is finished. I mean, this business is gone. Let's talk another thing. The business is over. There is no one asking for anything at this time. So there's no point burdening oneself about anything. Now, most people are victims of the words of their mouth. Be careful, therefore, what you say, because what you say can destroy what you sow. 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 So be careful what you say. Be careful what you say about everything in your life. Be careful what you say. The angels are listening. Neither say thou before an angel, it was an error. For why should God be angry with you and destroy the works of your hand? God said, as you have spoken in my ears, even so will I do unto you. Numbers 14, 28. Even so will I do unto you. Even so will I do unto you. So we must be careful what you say, so it does not destroy what you sow. Can I hear your amen? You must be careful what you say, so that you don't destroy what you sow with your own mouth. Angels are listening. Help me tell your neighbor, the angels are listening. The angels are listening. The angels are listening. The angels are listening. Also, we have from God's word that as a man thinketh in his heart, what? So you see. Stop thinking impossibility. Stop thinking scarcity. Stop thinking hardship. Proverbs 23 verse 7. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. God does not only answer what we say, he also answers what we think. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. All that we ask or think. God does not only do what we ask, he also does what we think. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than all you ask or think. That's why the psalmist said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto thee, O God of my salvation. The last verse of chapter 19 of Psalm. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God. The things you say and the things you think, they go a long way in determining what becomes of you. Let's watch out what we say, watch out what we think. God is responding to the two of them at the same time. The two of them at the same time. Let the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. O Lord, my strength, the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart, let them be acceptable unto you. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It's a new day for you. Well, as we close this morning, God does not only bless you with material things, he blesses you with what money cannot buy. How many agree with that? Every time you see God talking about returns of your covenant practice, it's not limited to material things only. No, it goes beyond it. It goes beyond it. The last thing I said, called the two of them number 8, and this one called it number 9, and then we close from there. God does not only respond to our givings by material blessings, but by all other things that money cannot buy. He said he would supply all your needs. And you agree with me, all your needs are not limited to finance. Your needs for health is covered. Your need for peace in your home is covered. Your need for children behaving well is covered. Every need, your need for protection is covered. All your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 15 to 19. All your needs. And Jesus was teaching. He said, lay up for yourself treasures in heaven. And he said, and all these things that others are seeking for, they shall be added to you. All. In Job 22, he said, the Lord shall be thy defense. And thou shalt have plenty of silver. So protection is covered. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Protection is covered. Job 22, verse 21 to 25. The Lord shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. It shall be thy defense. Thy defense. God is your defense. When you are a giver, he protects you. Money can't buy protection. How many agree with that? Money can't buy. That vehicle they ripped, they got at Semeboda, is an act of God. After crossing 18 different checkpoints, the Lord shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have what? Plenty of silver. The Lord shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Now, the devil said to God, doth Job serve you for naught? One of the ways Job was serving God was through giving. Isn't it? And the Bible says, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water and take sickness away from you. Check your Bible history very well, and you discover Abraham was never sick. Isaac never knew sickness. Jacob never knew physical breakdown. It is part of the package of the covenant. So everyone serving God with his giving is entitled to sound health. So if anyone here is overtaken by any disease, I command your freedom now in the name of Jesus. I command your freedom now in the name of Jesus. I command your freedom now in the name of Jesus. I command your freedom now in the name of Jesus. I command your freedom now in the name of Jesus. I command your freedom now in the name of Jesus. I command your freedom now in the name of Jesus. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. He will take sickness away from the midst of you. You shall not be barren nor cast a young in the land. The number of your days he will fulfill. Abraham lived for 175 years. Isaac for 180. Jacob for 143. They didn't die young. It's part of the blessings of the covenant. Everyone appointed to death here, you are rescued in the name of Jesus. You are set free in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. Blessed be your name. How many have been touched this morning? Rise to your feet, wherever you are. Lift up your two hands to heaven and bless the name of the Lord. For the light and the insight is granted you. The encounter you have had as an individual. Bless his name right now. Bless his name right now. Oh, your heavens are open. Your tithe is speaking divine giftings, divine ideas, divine favor. Your giving is speaking loud in your life. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. I'm going to pray those prophetic dimensions over your life in closing this service. So don't ever rush yourself out. So you don't rush out of the blessing that is awaiting you this morning. I'll be declaring those manifestations of the open heaven upon your life, and you're going to be walking under it the remaining days of your life. Yeah. You can see an open heaven right now. Amazing things are coming down out of heaven by the outpouring of his spirit. Divine leadings. From this day forward, your steps shall be divinely guided. Divine ideas. I decree over your life a fresh baptism of divine ideas. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Divine giftings. I decree today the unleashing of divine giftings, divine skills in your life that will promote the release of your blessings. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You shall no more run idea dry in the name of Jesus. Just like divine idea bailed out Jacob from the schemings of Laman, divine ideas will bail you out of this ongoing economic recession. In the name of Jesus, I decree upon you a baptism of divine favor. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Now I also decree a release upon your life of divine wisdom for covenant networking. Receive that in the name of Jesus. The works of your hand will outlive you. The skills you carry will not go to the grave with you. In the name of Jesus. And I pray over you today that the works of your hand shall continue to blossom. Receive his blessings over the works of your hand. Receive his blessings over the works of your hand. Receive his blessings over the works of your hand. Receive his blessings over the works of your hand. In the name of Jesus. This is the word of the Lord concerning this commission. He said, the hour has come to liberate the world from all oppressions of the devil through the preaching of the word of faith. Everyone today that is still being harassed by the devil in one way or another, be loose in the name of Jesus. I decree the release of covenant blessings upon your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And I pray that your tongue be touched with the fire of the Holy Ghost. You will not speak your destiny into trouble. You will not speak your finances into crisis. I pray that your tongue be anointed with the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And I pray today that every other blessing that money cannot buy, that is connected to covenant practice, long life, health and vitality, freedom from every harassment of the devil, divine protection, receive them in the name of Jesus. Receive them in the name of Jesus. You are blessed of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus Christ.
If you have been blessed by this message, we encourage you to join God's fullness at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, every Sunday in either of the two services at 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. and every Wednesdays at the communion service from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Or you can log on to www.davidoyedepoministries.org for live webcasts. For prayers and counseling, please call 0177-47546, 0177-47547, or 0177-47548. Or you can write to BMB 21688, Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. You can also visit www.dominionbooksonline.com for online purchases of over 50 books of anointed materials.